Christ. You've shown that to me over and over again. I pray that right now. I pray that people's eyes would be open to that debauchery, that people would see the films that have been circulating around the internet showing that. It's so criminal, Lord. You know that. You've always known that.
Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, and there's people praying in the background right now. I'm going to greet anybody coming into the chat room tonight. Glad you're here with us tonight. We are excited to just be a part of this prayer time tonight, to see what everybody's going to be doing in this prayer. Tonight you're here, shadowthedarkness.net on the web. We'll give you, if you go there tonight, you'll see if you're new to the chat room tonight, or if you're listening later, you can do some studies on Bohemian Grove. But tonight is some folks are gathering together to pray. Pray for people to get saved, pray for people to get healed, pray for people to get delivered. But we're going to target Bohemian Grove and the many victims and the many things that have occurred there for years. And we're going to ask the Lord to just step in and to engage. We got on the website right now, shatterthedarkness.net, you can go there. And there is a download. And I think it says this on the download that you can get. Let me see here if I got this right. There's a download concerning the prayer agenda. Just click on it. You'll get the entire prayer agenda. There's also just other information about the Bohemian Grove issue. But many of you know tonight is a big ritual that's going to be going on. And right next to me I have Tom Dunn, and he's the author of the film Detestable, that many of you have been hearing about. If you haven't, we want to make sure you try to get a hold of that. Brings exposure to everything. In front of me, I've got a good crew of people praying, so you're going to hear people praying in the background already. And so we have friends coming into the chat room, hopefully from across America, but we want to welcome our friend from England in tonight with us in prayers, and we're glad you're here with us. This will be kind of different tonight. There's live just again in front of me, a great group of prayer warriors praying right now, and we're going to be doing this for the next hour. If you can get a chance real quick, go to shatterthedarkness.net and download the prayer agenda. I'm just going to read over it real quick. Praying for the power of God tonight, praying against the demons that are summoned at Bohemian Grove, praying that Bohemian Grove past and present be massively exposed. The next one, praying for all the victims. We're going to pray that God pluck out past victims and workers and even perpetrators, like a Saul of Tarsus, that would get saved and come out of that. And we're going to pray that God bring destruction to the idol there, the polluted grounds where human sacrifice. We're going to pray for the crimes that have been done to be found out, and the networks that Bohemian Grove's connected to all around the world. So we're going to be praying for that. We're going to be praying covering of Psalm 91 over everything. And we're going to just seek the Lord tonight. And so we've got the next hour, or maybe an hour and a half, to just really pour out the prayers. We're going to ask you to put some prayers into the chat room and or listen to some of the prayers that are being prayed tonight. I just want to say thank you to the team that is here tonight. And if you've got some folks with you where you are, again, United States, Canada, and or a friend from England, we're glad you're here tonight, and you're going to be joining in prayers too. We know that England has some high places, and it's a time that many, many thousands, tens of thousands of believers, we need to begin to pray that way and pray concerning that. I'm going to turn the mic over to Tom for a moment, let him tell you about the film Detestable, and I'm going to keep the folks here praying, and I want to welcome you again coming in tonight.
I just want to say hi to everybody out there, and if you can hear us okay, just throw something up in the chat room. Let us know that that we're coming through loud and clear. And just as Russ mentioned, here we are at his place in Canton, and we're at a prayer meeting, and we're praying. We're doing warfare tonight against places like Bohemian Grove, okay? They're out there. They're doing their rituals. They're doing their warfare. And summoning demons and sending them and things like this that we're familiar with. But here we are, we're coming against that in Jesus' name, and just praying against the powers and just asking the Lord to intervene and rescue the victims and rescue anyone out there who has been suffering, who has been just abused in any way. We're praying for healing. We're past, present, and future victims of Bohemian Grove. We're praying for the perpetrators. We're praying just for anybody that's ever been in any way just touched by this place. And just we're praying for exposure. We're praying for just that the Lord would expose the other places. We know about Bohemian Grove. That's what we're praying about tonight. But there's other places out there that we don't know about that we are that we're asking the Lord expose it so we can find it, so we can pray against it. And we just pray boldly tonight and just bring this before God's throne of grace. But as Russ mentioned, we recently put out a film called Detestable, and worked on it for about 9 months, and it's out. It's available now. So, just been getting amazing feedback from people, and people just saying that how much they appreciate it and how much just open their eyes and that it's good to share with people and for people to see. So we are you can check that out off of my Facebook page and find that. But we just want to keep rolling here and just continuing just to pray and just to encourage you wherever you're at. If you're at home, if you're in your car, wherever, just to join us, globally in prayer against the dark powers. We understand Ephesians 6. We understand 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. The weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Okay? We know, we understand what happened with Ezekiel when it was exposed to him. We understand the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel. And we're praying just for an intervention like that tonight, for the Lord just to intervene and to just to come against this, to expose it, and to bring justice.
This is Russ again, and we're getting ready to have some folks come up here to the mic. And if you've downloaded that page that begins with praying for the power of God, and then second thing is going to be praying against the demonic. And so we got an agenda tonight, like a specific things to target concerning Bohemian Grove. And again, wherever you are from around the world, many thousands of you will listen to this later, and you've got this in Belgium, the Mother of Darkness Castle, Germany, the Wadelsburg Castle, where there's the Hall of the Dead and the big ritual chamber that's down there. All around the world, there are new sites being opened, and of course, the richly abused, they know where they have gathered in basements and double basements and barns where they've hidden and gotten into churches. And they're here. And those of you that have been that and have that background, you know all about that. But we're here to pray. We're here because I believe God has called many. I think he's going to be calling in hundreds upon hundreds of us to be very specific about praying for those in cages, those who are bound, those who have programming, those in human trafficking that can't get out. They need someone to stand up for them. They need somebody to pray for them. So we're going to continue to do this tonight. And I'll ask Tom, because he's going to be looking at the chat room tonight and just seeing if anybody wants to throw in a prayer or where you're from. We appreciate that. Again, the sound issue is good for the people hearing things. I hope it sounds like it is from here. Anybody want to come forward and begin to pray for the power of God? Just that your whole focus is praying for the power of God tonight to come and move on. Everyone here, everybody else that's into the chat room tonight with us joining us. Anybody want to come? Power of God. Father, we want to thank you. And just we thank you tonight that you'll just stretch out your hands. Acts chapter 4, they raised their voices together to God in prayer. They asked God that you would stretch out your hands to heal, to perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of your holy servant Jesus. God, that's what we're praying tonight, that you would guide all of us in prayer and all the ones that are going to be coming into this just prayer movement, God, to begin to pray and target. And God, there are so many that have been just captivated. And so we're asking you to stretch out your hands, God, to guide with power, to guide by the Spirit of the Lord tonight, the spirit of prayer and supplication, all the prayer warriors coming in, and that you will guide them tonight as we pray, because every city in the United States and all over the world, Canada, Australia, England, Ireland, Scotland, Italy, France, Germany, I mean, even in Russia, we have those who are the richly abused, those who have been in these things, And that's part of this whole end time issue. And that's part of the satanic agenda to raise their troops and to get prepared for chaos and everything else. So, Father, tonight we're going to pray that your power, your hand would be stretched out, that you would give great power and great strength. We know what you did in the context of Peter when he was in jail and they had an iron-barred gate. His arms were chained. He had guards guarding him. And there was a prayer meeting going on, just a small prayer meeting at Rhoda's house. God, we read about this fantastic prayer meeting that was going on, and you sent an angel to go in there and loose those chains, open the iron-barred gates, quiet the guards, or put them to whatever you did, and you got Peter out of there. And Lord, we know there's many, many victims, victims that will come and listen to this. We're praying for them, God. We're praying for them in northern Ohio. We're praying for them in southern Ohio, Pennsylvania, all across the lands. In England, God, we're praying for this. And God, we're praying that you stretch out your hands tonight over Bohemian Grove. Stretch out your hands with power, God. We know that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, but God, you're the God that sits on the throne. You have sovereign power and control about everything. And we're coming to ask you to bring destruction on the demonic realm, destruction on the criminal activity, destruction on all that they're doing there, God. So stretch out your hand with great power, Father, to save and to heal, to rescue, to deliver. We pray for extraordinary miracles. So we're praying for the power of God. God, for your hand to be stretched out over Bohemian Grove, God. We know there's people that need to be rescued. We know there's people from 2 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago that have been used and abused. We know the ugliness of that place, God. And we're asking for you to lead everybody that's listening now, everybody that's listening later. May the Spirit of God lead you to pray that God will stretch out his hand over that whole area, because it needs to be brought down. It needs to be exposed radically. It needs to be stopped, and the victims and others need to be helped, saved, healed, delivered. So God, we pray for that power of God and for you to stretch out your hands. You keep praying that wherever you are around the world, and we've got another area of prayer, praying against the demonic powers. Anybody want to take and begin to pray? Just hold this mic out. Anybody else coming up loudly to pray, boldly to pray, and pray against the demonic powers?
Heavenly Father, we do. We lift our voices as one to you tonight from wherever we are, across this country, across the oceans. We come together and lift our voices against the agenda of the enemy. We're targeting specifically Bohemian Grove tonight in the name of Jesus. We come against every principality, every power, every demon, the entire agenda that has been planned and is in the works to occur tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask that it be crushed. We ask that there be confusion. We ask that God, you just tear into the enemy, that you just tear in and send your warrior angels. Send people who are believers. Lord, there's people there. There's got to be people there who have heard the truth, who know who you are, who may be wondering even, why are they there? What's going on? Lord, rip the veil from their eyes. Expose what's going on. Let it be one person who gets up, who leaves, who speaks, who says a word, and then let another and another and another. Lord Jesus, we come against every hold that they have on victims who are there, not only the one intended to be sacrificed, but others, children who are brought in, children who are used for all types of reasons. Lord, free them, protect them, stretch out your hand over each and every one of them, and give them just a special covering tonight. Allow for maybe someone to step in to protect them, to get them out, to free them, to extraordinarily allow for them to get away, to walk out, to be hidden, to escape. However you choose to work, Lord God, we know that this is your will. We know that you don't want children harmed. We know that you are angered by what the arrogance of the enemy and what they intend to do tonight. Rip down their idols, just like you did in the Old Testament, just like you did centuries ago. Rip down their idols, expose and just crush and stop the mediums, the sorcerers, the channelers that they have there. whatever is evil, Lord, we just ask for you to cover it. We know it's no question. We know you've already done it at the cross. We know that you, they know. They run when the name of Jesus is spoken. They fear and there's trembling. They know who you are, Lord. We come to you, Lord, as the Most High God, Sovereign, Redeemer, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer. We ask that tonight that you just stretch out your hand over that land, which is your land. It's your creation. It's originally yours. So the enemy is just trying to use it and has just taken it, tried to take it. Lord, take it back. We ask for it to be taken back and to be reconsecrated and just made holy. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your power and your might and your desire to answer these prayers tonight, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we give this all to you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Listen, it's just a tremendous thing. We have folks here praying down on the floor and just standing and interceding. And God, we want to pray for all those who are coming into the chat room, those who are listening. Even later, God, stretch out your hands to minister to them. And God, just touch hearts and lives all over. But God, also call in. And we're asking, God, that you'll begin to create thousands of prayer warriors and people who are going to really intercede and target places. And God, it comes down to the salvation of lives, the healing of lives, the deliverance of lives, the restoration of lives too. So we pray for your power to be demonstrated that way tonight. But God, because tonight is a ritual night there at Bohemian Grove and really across the land, we're asking again, and as if you're hearing the prayers tonight, we're asking those that are coming in live to target Bohemian Grove, pray against the demonic powers, pray against the summoning, pray against the ritual, and just rebuke the powers of darkness. Jesus gave us authority to come against and to tread upon, to trample the dark side, to overcome all the power of the enemy. So we come together tonight, and all of us are praying, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we rebuke the demonic powers in that place, the powers that will be raised, the powers that have been raised. Destroy the supernatural shielding they seek, God, and the hiddenness they seek, God. Break down the demonic covering that they have, God. And they've been doing this for so many years. They count on that covering. Bring destruction to the demonic side, God. Bring destruction to what Satan has built there, God, to this stronghold and this place where human lives are wasted and ripped apart and abused and used, and where powers are raised to be released on world leaders, God. We're praying again right now. Any assignments tonight, stretch out your hands, Father. And when they get ready to do this ritual, you'll stretch out your hands. We pray against all the powers that be raised. We command that their assignments be broken, their summoning be broken, their sending be broken. And we ask, Lord Jesus, you will demonstrate that to them tonight, that they will know that the hand of God has come. They will know that they're not able. The demons will know the authority of the Lord Jesus has been invoked and called upon for this night. So we pray that those in the chat room and others that are listening just continue to pray. And if Tom has anything to share with us along the way, let me know. And someone want to come forward and pray. We want to ask you to pray concerning exposure of Bohemian Grove. Anybody really wants to pray strong? About that far.
Holy Father, we just come and praise your holy name and thank you for everything that you've given us and your mercy and grace and salvation. We just come to you and pray. It's on my heart thinking about those who are seeking to understand why the world is so wicked and so evil, and understand what is going on in the earthly politics of the world and things that are going on, and the demonic presence that is warring in the streets of Turkey and different places. God, please show them, open their hearts and their eyes so that they can see that it is a dark Luciferian agenda, and that that will lead them to the next logical deduction that you are real and that you are mighty, and show them in the scripture how they can arm themselves and conquer the darkness in this world through your spirit. Please allow this to lead them to see all this darkness, to see what the solution is, Father. When people are so overwhelmed and depressed and hopeless in this world today with everything that's going on in the news constantly, open their eyes, remove the blinders, put salve on their eyes so they can see, Father, and show them. Show them the true agenda behind these rituals and behind this Luciferian cult that's been going on for so long, that has such a stronghold in our society and all the earthly societies. Just I ask that you Open the eyes of the blind who are seeking and hopeless, and show them the true nature of this, so that they can come to you, Father, and so that we can have an army of warriors for the spiritual battle. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much. Listen, as many are coming in from around the world, Australia's in the chat room, and England's in the chat room, maybe Canada, I'm not sure. We have friends in Canada here, too. So we're glad for this tonight. Everybody here is still praying, and we're just going to keep seeking the Lord. We're going to pray next. And remember to pray exposure. That is a big part. In Ephesians 5, we're told to expose evil deeds of darkness. Well, we can't do that unless we really, you know, have seen them, and God is exposed. And that's, as Tom mentioned earlier, Ezekiel 8, that's exactly what God did to expose the underground and what he was going to do concerning it. So we're praying for that tonight, wherever you are. And if you're listening to this later again, want to join in to consistently pray, not just once a year, but this place that needs to be prayed until it's done, until it's down. That's the issue in the Old Testament when, you know, it's not done until these high places are down and the rituals are stopped and the kids are safe and, you know, lives are saved and healed and delivered. So we want to ask you to join in. If there's anybody that wants to throw any specific prayers into the chat room, we may repeat those tonight. I'll let Tom do that. Anybody want to come forward here locally to pray specifically, whatever you feel led to pray, but this is also to pray, beginning to pray for the victims themselves and for extraordinary deliverance for the victims.
Heavenly Father, we just stand in the gap right now for the victims, Lord God, of Bohemian Grove. Father, we know that there are many acts of sexual deviancy that have occurred over this past week, Lord God, and many people who will lose their lives because of things that they know, God, and it's not been exposed. Father, we pray right now, God, for them to be set free, for them to be rescued out of this dominion of darkness and be brought into the beautiful light of your dear Son. Father, for them to be saved, for them to be healed, for them to be delivered, God, miraculously, by your great power. Oh, Father, we just pray right now, God, we know that your heart is broken as you see these things that are going on, God. Oh, Father, we pray for their miraculous release, God, even as the church prayed and prison doors were opened, miraculously, God. We pray, Lord, right now, together, all over the world right now, as believers are gathering together and are praying and agreeing together, God, we pray that doors would be opened miraculously for people to be released, God. We pray, God, for people to be believed who come out of that with the stories of what is going on. God, we pray that this would be a major media story, even tonight, and would be exposed. God, we pray, Lord Jesus, for your mighty hand, God. We pray for believers who are there who can minister and help firsthand with these people and the victims, God. We pray, God, for the leaders and the high-ups that are there, God. Oh, Father, we just pray for them to just be sickened at what is going on. God, may they be exposed for what they are doing, God, to their families and other people around them, Lord. We just thank you, God. We thank you, God. You are the God who heals. You are the God who saves. You are the God who delivers. That you hear our prayers, God. And we just stand in the gap for them right now, believing, Lord God, that you are going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or even imagine, according to your power that's at work within us, even tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Just continue to pray. Again, welcome again if you're coming in from wherever, whatever nation right now even. And we just want you to know that we're going to build a broader map, a digital map for you to connect with and to be a part. And we're going to have meetings like this at least once a month, if not more than that, and begin to join you and folks local. And I encourage you to consider when these nights are going to be coming up to have two or three people with you to pray the same way. And we'll always have a target list up. But tonight, part of that target involves the victims and God, because, you know, in Bohemian Grove, here's the stories, in cages, in a basement, in a locked room, under guard. Individuals are there. People are, even with the programming and fear, they're just simply kept there. And we need to cover and saturate Bohemian Grove tonight in prayer that God would, like Peter in the book of Acts, that he would supernaturally help release them and supernaturally help them get them out of there. I love Psalm 68. Summon your power, O God. Show us your strength as you've done before. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands upon thousands. And Lord, we just pray that to be true. You own the airs. You own the skies. You own the ground. You own it all, Lord. And this is an encroachment. And God, we know you want and even from 10, 20 years ago, there's victims that have been silenced. Lord, there's been stories of Johnny Nash and Bonacci and the Franklin cover-up and so many things, but there's victims everywhere that have never gotten their story believed and heard and or healed or delivered. And by the providence of God, we know that some of them are going to be here. We know that there's book authors right now who have been SRA, and they've been through the whole world of it, and their child has. And so I want to thank you for book authors that have emailed today to tell us that they're going to be a part of the prayers tonight. We're grateful for that. Whether it's 10,000, see, 10,000 prayer mappers won't mean anything if we're not going to stand in power and pray with power. And so it might only be like Rhoda's house, and it might be 20 people. It might be three where you're at. But you know what? It'll continue to build, too, and that's important. But we're going to continue to pray tonight and this next area of prayer. Unless anybody gets a word or a specific thing you want to pray about tonight, if you're listening right now live and you want to put in a specific prayer request, we'll add that audibly here. But I want to ask if anybody wants to come up here and to begin to pray for the perpetrators, praying that they be exposed. Who in the world has the power to draw these world leaders to Bohemian Grove? We need to see that exposure. We need to see what our wizards and maguses and sorcerers and the Luciferian elite to be exposed. We like Saul of Tarsus to be saved, but if they're behind such destructive measures, to be stopped. So tonight, if there's anybody who wants to come in that way, come up here and I'll give you the mic. Others are going to be praying right now against perpetrators tonight, and we want to ask the Lord to, Lord, you know how it was in Ezekiel 8. You know the 70 elders that were down deep, hidden, supernaturally covered, hidden, you know, beneath the temple in the caverns, and you exposed it. You know, Father, you know exactly what's going on. There's a great verse in Hebrews chapter 4 that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Anybody who wants to pray against perpetrators tonight, come on up here and we'll give you the mic tonight. For those in Australia, in England, in Canada, in the United States, we're just joining to pray for each other. Put up a prayer for all those that you feel that are part of the chat room, the prayer teams tonight. You're part of this team. And this team tonight, wherever you're located from England, Australia, and Canada, we are targeting Bohemian Grove. Father, stretch out your hands. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask Tom Dunn to pray this one here.
I'm thinking about a man last night in France that made a decision to get into a truck and drive through a crowd of people and to mow all these people down. And our belief would ask us, would show us forgiveness for this man and forgiveness for these people. And we're praying that they would come to repentance. We're praying that they would turn to the Lord. We pray for conviction. We pray for an intervention, even for these. Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we're going to pray right now for the perpetrators, for the exposure, and for the repentance, and just for every prayer that we can think of. So, Father, I just continue, Lord, to come in agreement with my brothers and sisters around the world, and we just ask in Jesus' name that you would intervene, Lord, in the lives of the perpetrators, those who would abuse, those who have probably been abused themselves, those who have probably been richly abused in some way or another, Father, we're asking God that you would get to them, Father. We're asking, Lord, that you would hold back their hand. We're asking, Lord Jesus, that you would bring conviction. We're asking, Lord, that you would interfere, God, with their plans tonight, Lord. Father, I'm praying that you would bring them to repentance. I'm praying that you would turn their hearts, God. I'm praying, Father, that you would just
do a supernatural miracle, Lord, concerning these perpetrators, Father. But, Lord, if they are unwilling to turn, if they're unwilling, God, to bow their knee to you, Father, we ask that you would intervene and stop them in whatever way is necessary, God. Lord, to save those, God, who are the victims, to save those, Lord, who are at their mercy, God. Lord, we lift you up. You're bigger than this. You're bigger than them. We don't care how much money they have. We don't care how powerful they think they are, God. That's nothing, Lord, compared to you and your power, Father. And, Lord, we understand, Lord, I'm a man who has received forgiveness, who has received mercy, who has had his life turned around, Father. And you can do the same for others that you've done for me, God. And I fall on that mercy, and I just throw myself, God, on that mercy, God, and just ask, God, that you would move, that you would save these that would do harm to others, God. Father, we pray that you would break the programming in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, the technical things that they've done, Lord, that are just so deep and the scarring is so hard, God. Father, we pray that you would break down that programming, Lord, that they would snap out of it, God, that they would look to heaven and that they would just have an understanding of your truth, Lord, of your gospel, Lord. And, Lord, I pray that you would undo all the lies that they've been fed. I pray, God, that they would have an understanding right now, Lord. They think that they have power. They think that they are in control. They think they can beat you, Lord. I pray that you would expose that lie in their own mind, Lord, tonight, that they would see, Father, that you are all-powerful, that you are in control, and they will have to eventually bow their knee to you, Father. I pray that you would expose the lie of Satan, God. Expose it to them right now. They are so deceived, Lord. We pray, God, pull the blinding off of their mind and set them free from this, God, that they would put down the knife, that they would release the victims, God, and they would walk away, God, and they would repent, Father. Lord, we ask, Jesus, that you would do a work, Father. Thank you, Father. We praise you tonight, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We want to continue to pray. And again, thank you so much for joining in from all over. And continue to just, you know, the Spirit of God will guide you to pray and pray your prayers where you're at. We're joining with you. And we're here just to, you know, we're targeting. And think in terms of Saul of Tarsus and how, you know, he was against, he was harming the body of Christ and he was putting people in jail. And he thought he was doing right, but he was just completely wrong. And look how Jesus encountered him, brought him down. So let's pray that too, because there, you know, there many of the perpetrators out there, the older ones, when it comes to the, you know, satanic ritual abuse, it's in numerous nations. I mean, we're talking four generations now since the 1940s, 100 million worldwide, and it continues. So many of these just need for, we pray that God will just, like Saul of Tarsus, engage them, bring them to their knees to stop. That's one way God stops the perpetration of evil and persecution. You know, so sometimes you got to stand there like Stephen did and just the glory of the Lord shine in your face in the midst of things and be a great witness. But remember, just to continue to pray, preach the gospel. Tonight, anybody else wants to come and pray, and we want you to pray concerning, again, anything you feel led to concerning victims tonight, or just any other prayers for the advance of the gospel. We want to also pray tonight. There is a, the owl, it's an idol. I mean, God created the owl. The owl's a good little creature, but they've taken it to use like they did the calf, the bull, frog. They, you know, that's what the underworld does. They take what is, we read this in Romans chapter 1, where every kind of animal, you know, they've turned in, they've used and sacrificed, but they have demons associate with them, and then they put up their idols that represents the demon behind that, and the demon, of course, draws the people to worship, and what they want the most, human blood and sacrifice. And the world's got to know that what was happening in the Old Testament all around them is happening now. And you have that many victims, every single victim worldwide, no matter where you come from, the Netherlands,
Berlin, from London, from Scotland, from anywhere you where we see this happening. Australia, you have a lot of SRA, same with Canada. It's an agenda. It's a global agenda. It is a satanic agenda, and they have really ruined some lives this way. So we need to continue to pray to find the victims, rescue for the victims, but also these perpetrators. And that God knows how to stop Pharaoh. You know, he stopped Pharaoh right in his tracks. And he knows how to come in and put his hand, you know, the king of Babylon and the writing on the wall, the book of Daniel. There's many ways in which God can come in to stop perpetrators. But I believe if we stand and pray, we're asking God to do this. You know, when David ran into the field, when it came to Goliath, you know, it came down to a battle. This is a spiritual battle. And prayers have to be prayed powerfully. I said on the live radio tonight, mentioning John Knox, the great reformer in England, and how the wicked queen of Scotland feared the prayers of John Knox more than an invading army. Because he knew how he was praying, not only for the advance of the gospel, but against the dark side's encroachment and pure wickedness. So all believers, we need pastors, we need to make sure that we're teaching congregations to stand and pray, intercede, to advance the kingdom, but also to come against the dark side. You see it growing. We don't just stand there in silence, and it's not good enough just to look at it and say, there it is. We need to stand against it. We need to expose it as we're commanded in Scripture. We need to pray against it, and we need to be there in the midst of the witnessing and sharing and just so look at the world right now. Turkey, as we're praying tonight concerning Bohemian Grove, this so-called rage in America is supposed to go off, and that's going to be, you know, a lot of threatening things and maybe some riotous stuff. At the political meetings here coming to Cleveland, there's all kinds of stories of great disruptions. But right now, the entire nation of Turkey, I'm seeing a screen across from me. The police are shooting at the military. The military is shooting at the police. Tens of thousands of people in Turkey are on the streets. And this is all about like an ISIS group that wants to overthrow an entire nation and take over. That's going on. Syria is going on. France yesterday is going on, picking up the pieces. Tonight we need to pray. We need to become stronger prayer warriors, consistent in prayer. And I pray that everybody will take Colossians 4:2. Chapter 4, verse 2, memorize that, but put it into action. Being absolutely devoted to prayer, being watchful, meaning when it comes to the enemy, knowing his dangers and praying against him and living in the armor of God and so forth, and then being thankful. Tonight we have people here that are thankful they got saved. People that came out, they used to be Buddhists, they used to be drug addicts, they used to be whatever, they used to be New Agers, they used to be all kinds of stuff. There's others here that got saved when they were young. I would rather anybody get saved when they're young and never have to go through that stuff. Like John the Baptist, never had to be some, you know, far out, you know, he was able to know the Lord and grow in power. That's a great thing too. We got a lot of people here from all kinds of backgrounds, and many of you that are listening from all over and joining in. And I'm grateful tonight from England, from Canada, from Australia, United States, maybe other places. Not everybody comes into the chat room. But let me say this. There may be perpetrators or chosen ones that are listening in tonight. The Spirit of God knows that. And we're praying for you. We're praying that, number one, every demonic thing, every evil thing be broken in the name of Jesus. We're letting you know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world, that he is God, that he wants to save you and deliver you and right now deliver you. You got to repent. You got to come out of that, you know, and he's here to save you wherever you may be. And even if it's weeks later, you're listening to this as an audio podcast. Doesn't make any difference. God is right there where you are. The Word of God says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you repent of the dark and the sin and the things in your life, if you turn to Jesus and you ask him to come into your life and you give him your life and let the Spirit of God come into your life, he will bring you out of that darkness. He will cleanse you and give you the power of God inside, the gift of eternal life, and you'll come to know God and walk with him. Somebody else here tonight want to come up to the mic and guide in anything you want to pray about? We want to focus on praying against the owl itself, that God, I don't care if it's an earthquake, I don't care if it's a lightning strike, I would love to see that owl be cracked in half and come down as a symbol of just God's hand against it. And we can believe the Lord for that, and we can believe the Lord to bring destruction based on that scripture. 1 John 3:8, it was quoted tonight already. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. That owl represents that. That owl represents human sacrifice. It represents portholes open for demons to come in. It represents where summoning of demons have been sent on world leaders, your leaders. Leaders in Canada, leaders in, you know, Australia, anybody that's been to the Bohemian Grove have had spirits sent on them from these rituals. So let's continue to pray tonight and just ask the Lord. Anybody else tonight want to come and just you feel led, any specific prayers? You're getting any, if you get inside of individuals, if God gives you a picture of a little kid to pray for, let's just follow that. Pray that way. You know, just pray that way. In the book of Acts, there was a time when a Macedonian call came to Paul, or a vision came to Peter, and it always guided them to leading people to salvation. And that's the great thing. So tonight, as we're just praying here, if you have a sense of something you want to pray about, Father, we ask that this owl, this idol, this that in the pollution of the land, God, we ask you to bring destruction to it. We ask you to bring down this idol. We ask you to, you know, however you want to do that. God, you are God, and you know, we ask you to just bring this idol down, bring the exposure there, bring destruction to the demonic side and the strongholds. And Father, we know that place has been a porthole, a sending place. It has brought demonic, satanic influence to the world. It has brought corruption to world leaders that were vulnerable, that had no guard, nothing to protect them. They didn't have you, Jesus. So tonight, anybody else? How about here in this room tonight? Anybody want to come praying for you? Again, you can still pray for victims. You can pray for anybody there. We'll ask you to come up here. Folks that are listening from these other nations and so forth, are they have Tom, are they putting in some prayers or requests?
Yeah, we're seeing some stuff. We're seeing a lot of scripture put up, and people coming in agreement all around the globe, just praying with us. It's amazing and so encouraging. The perpetrators and the victims of Bohemian Grove just branch out all over the place. And, you know, I just think about when we were praying for the perpetrators just a few minutes ago. Again, this goes everywhere. This goes into every state. I think about where we're at in Ohio. We've heard the stories of people being taken there, and we've read it in books and all over. And the reach of just this place alone that we know about is far and wide. So, you know, to hear people, again, from Australia, England, Canada, just all over praying and coming with us in agreement is so encouraging. And we're just continuing to pray, and we're praying, you know, that that this idol would be brought down, that the crimes would be exposed. And we're praying, you know, just like we're talking about right now, the networks, the demonic networks. And we were continuing to pray that the Lord would send more workers to the harvest. So we're going to continue in these prayers right now, but just keep these things on your mind and in your heart. And again, you can go to the Shadow of the Darkness webpage and download the prayer map and take a look at these things and just put this, put this on your dash of your car, on your refrigerator, or wherever you do your praying. And even if it were be once a month where you said, okay, this is the day I'm going to go and I'm going to pray, because the things that go on there go on all year round. We hear stories. It's not just in July from the 15th on. It's all year round. So we're praying for this stronghold to be broken, for this high place to be brought down. So Father, we just praise you right now, God. You are so awesome. You are so mighty, God. Father, you are so great, Lord. God, I am just amazed that your eye is always on me. I cannot figure that out with my human mind, Lord, that your eye is always on me and that you're watching over me and that you're protecting me, God. Lord, we just raise you up right now, Father. Lord, in our hearts, in our minds, and around the world, Lord, in this place, God, knowing, God, that you are so much greater than a ridiculous owl, Lord, just like made out of whatever it's made out of, paper mache. It doesn't matter, Lord. God, We would ask, Lord, that you would just demonstrate your power and your sovereignty and your providence, God, to just bring complete physical destruction to that mockery of who you are, God, in California, Lord. What a testimony, what a witness it would be tonight, God, to all those in attendance, Father. We ask, Lord, that, Lord, if it would be your will, God, that you would just show them and show the world who you are, God, to where this would just get press all over the world, God, that this owl was brought down to the ground, Father. We pray, we trust, God, Lord, and we just ask in Jesus' name that you would just do a powerful demonstration of who you are, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I'm amazed at your awesomeness. Hallelujah.
Father, we just continue to pray, and for those listening, and even tomorrow, the next day, just put this on your, you know, consistent prayer map as targeted, and every week, you know, praying and praying and praying. We could focus on it on the 15th of July, the very night they're doing this, but it needs to be prayed and prayed until it's done, until it's down, until there's victims out, until, you know, so continue to pray even after tonight. But I want you to know that this prayer meeting has really become kind of an international prayer meeting already. Australia, Canada, England, United States, folks from all these places are here. Here in where I'm at, in this local room, it's like a Rhoda's House prayer meeting right here. It's just a house prayer meeting going on here. And the great thing is, an hour south of us is Salem, Ohio. A dear friend is here, Melva, and her daughter, and they just the incredible work for years and years and years with victims of all kinds of backgrounds to see again and again how Jesus delivers them and brings healing to them and changes lives. And so I'm really great here tonight and doing a great work continuously. Here in this meeting that I have tonight, it's really great because months back we were in Dallas doing this big conference and we met some friends, I believe it was Dallas, and we met some friends from Tennessee there.
Indiana.
Okay. That's right. We've been to 70 of them, so sometimes and a couple of them Tom's had to drag me around when I couldn't even walk any longer. They've driven 8 hours from Tennessee to be at this prayer meeting. And so I just want to give a kind of shout out to them, and it's just really great to see that. And him and his wife are here, and it's just incredible prayer time for them too. And they're joining into something here that we hope is going to be not only monthly consistent, but depending on what happens along the way, this can become, you know, twice a month and maybe four times a month, where there's a prayer meeting like this, kind of maybe a sermon, maybe kind of an international gathering and a real kind of church meeting in a sense. We know that many, many, many folks are so tired of just places that have been so weak and so dead and so out of it. You're looking for something really, really good. And we agree with you. And we must, though, pray for the body of Christ. Jesus is the head of the body, to bring revival, to bring local churches to great strength, and to see leaders that are just doing the will of God, churches that are praying, massively saturated in prayer and warfare prayer too, and healing and saving and delivering. That's what it's all about. That's what makes it so great to go to and to be a part of in a local sense. But tonight you're a part of something big. You are praying from numerous nations, and we are all collectively targeting Bohemian Grove. We are asking, Father, that you bring, again, destruction to the demonic realm, destruction to the actual idol, exposure, that you would stop one way or another the perpetrators behind this. They don't want to be found out, Lord. But the many, many victims, we're going to continue to pray tonight, and we're asking you to pray tonight. I'm not sure how much time we have left live, but we want to keep doing that. Anybody else in the room has a prayer, a word, a scripture you want to read, you come up here to the mic and be led to do that. Anybody else? Give them a few seconds to come. Don't be afraid.
I just want to, this is Tom again, I just want to say some prayers that I got in the last couple days. Prayers for a situation, a case in Tulsa. I got a prayer request about a ritual sacrifice that took place in Alberta, Canada in the last couple days. And I got a friend out of Texas named Randy, who asked for prayer tonight. So just want you, all you guys to know that we're praying for these things. And, Lord, we lift up the situations, Lord, in these prayer requests, God. You know the needs, Father. You know that they're just the needs of the victims, Father. They're satanic ritual abuse victims, Lord, involved that need healing, that need help, Father. That this needs your touch and deliverance. So we lift that up, God. We lift up whatever the circumstances are in Canada. We ask, God, that you would go, that you would intervene, Lord, and just minister to the people involved, minister to the people that are affected, Lord, and to my friends who need covering up there, God. We just ask, Lord, for angels to be dispatched, God, for protection, Lord, for these dear friends. We just put it in your hands, and we just pray it in Jesus' name.
Amen. And maybe you know from your areas, and we know that England has had a lot of stories come out lately over this last couple of years, the Jimmy Savile case, and just Christchurch, and all the stories. And we know that England, you know, you've had a lot of this SRA. There's a lot of bloodline, you know, stuff there. That's true in Ireland and Scotland too, and what's being used. We know that's true, and we had for some time coming, a strong believer, but military soldier out of Germany used to come into this chat room, and we still pray for her to be strong and pray for wherever she's located right now. I want to pray right now for Cleveland, and Father, I just take time right now to pray for a sister in Christ who's part of this team, who's up there as an active officer. And who's letting us know that there's going to be, you know, great trouble. They don't have enough officers. They're really concerned as an active Cleveland experienced officer, really, really concerned. And we pray for her protection. We pray for their protection. We pray against the violence. And even, Lord, we know how Satan stirs up the violence and causes it. It comes from Hell's Kitchen. It comes from that side, the chaos and the anarchy and the rest of it. And God, there's so many that are just joining in and doing this, and they don't even know what they're doing. Father, they're so lost. And so we pray that there'll be a lot of ministries up there on the streets witnessing. We pray for them. We know that's going to happen. A lot of teams will be up there to rescue boys and girls and teens in human trafficking. We pray for that. God, tonight again, we pray for those who are in praying with us, and you'll continue to guide them and lead them. Anybody here locally tonight that wants to come and share maybe what God got you out of, what you're thankful for? So if you have something you want to say, or if you got a story of some great things God's been doing in ministry, come up here to share that also. That's the one tremendous thing to see when people are coming out of things. And they are just literally transformed. And Jesus, it's like Mark's Gospel 5. That man had no other hope. And yet that highly demonized individual was delivered by Jesus, obviously saved, and wanted to follow Jesus after he was in his right mind and clothed. And so that's what Jesus can do. Bigger than all the issues. But we've got to be able to share. The Bible says faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that has to happen. And that's why we need the prayer warriors. And I'm so glad that you're here tonight. So glad the folks are here tonight, too. Anybody who has a testimony, a word, another prayer, if you want to come up here, want to encourage you to do so. And we're grateful for that. You see, in the... I'm looking in the chat room tonight, too, for some of you that are listening later. I just saw a scripture somebody put up I wanted to see here again. I was doing a study this afternoon between Psalm 80, in the 80s, Psalm 80 and all the way through Psalm 95. If you get a chance tonight, look up Psalm 92. Take a look at Psalm 92. But a friend has put up in Isaiah 41, says this, "All who rage against you," in reference to God, "all who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish through you, though you search for your enemies." There is another one, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." There they go. That's a tremendous Psalm 41. If you want to take a, or I'm sorry, Isaiah 41. If you want to take a look at that, and others are putting in scriptures from other areas too. In your prayers, the great thing about Acts chapter 4, it says they raised their voices together to God in prayer, and with that, in the prayer, which obviously led by the Spirit of God, powerful prayers, they quoted scripture in the context of the prayers. And wow, the power of God came, even shaking the building, and that was really tremendous. So tonight, as we continue, and even as we're probably going to stay here live just a little while longer. Want to know if anybody else has a word, a scripture, an insight, or even a testimony to come up here to the mic? We encourage you to do so.
I just want to speak on behalf of the body of Christ to ask Yahweh, the Creator, to forgive us. To forgive us for being ignorant, for putting our fingers in our ears and turning a blind eye to the things that's going on. So I pray that, Lord Jesus, I pray that you forgive us for not listening to the Holy Spirit as he leads and guides and directs us. We pray, Lord, that the innocent blood that soaks the ground in the secret places, that we'll fall on our knees and dig our hands into that ground and bring it up so it can cry out, that other believers will hear it, will seek those out, the perpetrators, and that they'll be found, and that they'll never take part in that again, and they'll seek out and they'll expose the ones that they're in the covens with, that does the rituals. And we thank you, and we praise you in advance for that. In Jesus' name.
Good stuff. Good prayers. You know, just good prayers. That's all you get to do. You know, pray as the Spirit of God leads you. Pray as the Word of God shows you. You know, and just sometimes I just stand. And if you know, and that's why we put out the prayer request list too, though. Targeting the perpetrators, targeting the victims, targeting the grounds, but obviously targeting the demonic side too. And that's important. That's important. And in believers, we have authority given to us. We're allowed to come before the Lord to ask him to bring destruction to radical evil. And that's what we're doing tonight. And I think, again, if there's a lot of believers that will continue to target, and the way the prayer works, whether Old Testament or New, you pray till it's done. We've not stopped praying against Bohemian Grove. Matter of fact, because it's not stopped, that's why we're beefing up and targeting and really, you know, giving some real specifics and calling in many others to pray, because we want it to end. We want that place exposed, the idol stuff brought down, the perpetrators dealt with one way or the other, victims helped, and there's so many of the victims. I want to encourage all listeners tonight too, just keep growing in the Lord. And let the Lord teach you how to soul win, how to pray for healing, how to use your authority to pray against the demonic. Keep staying in the Word of God constantly. And again, as this is the time in which believers need to be really shining their light, not under a bowl, but we need to really be the light of the world. The world is in great need and hopeless. And guess what? You have the greatest message in human history, the brilliance of the Savior, this gospel that is astounding. Nothing like it. It involves the work of God in Christ, forgiveness and new life, eternal life, seeing God face to face. You know why? Because God loves us. He loves us. And if you're listening tonight, wherever you are, if you're listening later on, please know this. God so loved the world. That's John 3:16. That's you. He didn't send him to condemn the world. Look at verse 17. But to save the world. He's come to save you and to bring you out. We pray that God will break arrogance. Why live in arrogance and die and lose your soul? Why live embracing demons and forfeit the grace that could be yours? Why do any of that? It's time to come out. It's time to get out of the darkness. It's time to turn against it. If you've been redeemed, if you've been pulled out of it, it's time to turn against it. Go ahead and expose it. Go to Psalm 91 and study it over and over and over again, and let God show you how he's going to protect you and guard you tonight too. Great stuff. I'm glad to see so much scripture and prayers being put in this chat room. Again, welcoming brothers and sisters. This is a great tool for now. One day this grid's going to be down, but here we are now. From Australia, from Canada, from England, from the United States, from a little prayer meeting in a house living room, wherever yours is right now, you're a part of that. And if you're listening to this later, join into the prayers. Download that prayer request, you know, sheet, that agenda. You can keep praying this way. We're going to keep praying this way. We'll mention it from time to time. And as we have more of these, we can continue to target also. encouraging anybody. Anybody else tonight? All right.
Yeah, I'll give a little testimony here. When I was 16 years old, I began to use drugs, marijuana. It led to LSD, cocaine, crack cocaine, OxyContin. I was doing like 10 to 15 Oxy-80s a day and was so broke and so depressed, breaking from reality. I'm 6'2". I got down to 137 pounds at one time, in bed all the time, sleeping. I mean, I go to bed on a Monday, might not get up till Wednesday just to get up to go to the bathroom, and broken to the point to where I just never ever thought that I'd be unbroke. I was just convinced that that's the way my life was going to be. I mean, I couldn't even look an animal in the eye, man. I mean, I was just so afraid of people, terrified of everyone. And they had me on every psych drug just about known to man. I could probably name the few that I haven't been on. They had me on four or five at a time at one point. And just was powerless, man. I wanted to quit, but just knew that I'd never be able to. I'd get maybe a week or two under my belt. I think one time I had like 87 days and ultimately went to prison. And, you know, it was the first thing I thought of every morning when I got up, the last thing I'd think about before I went to bed at night. If I even had $10, I would use. And just a hellish existence. And my faith was lost. I was broken. And I got to a point, I wasn't suicidal, but I was so depressed. I didn't want to live. And I just began to cry out to God. I'd lost my faith. And the only thing I could pray for months was, Lord, if you're up there and if you're real, I need to know to reveal yourself to me. That was all I could pray. And God began to bring people into my life, began to move into my life. And I got to the point to where when I thought about drugs, it would make me sick. And I did relapse a few times, but it got to the point I just couldn't enjoy it. I just, whenever I used, it was horrible. And, you know, I just praise God and thank him, man, that I'm free of that now. I don't have to get up and do drugs to face the day. And I'm just so thankful. I'm just thankful my son, you know, he saw it, but he doesn't want nothing to do with it because he remembers seeing me that way. And, you know, I've asked him, you know, are you even curious about using it? And he just remembers how bad off I was, and he doesn't want nothing to do with it. I'm just so thankful for the covering of Christ over my children, that they want to have a relationship with him, that they love him, that they're in church, and that we're living for the Lord now. He rescued our family, and I'm just so thankful to God and just appreciative.
Thank you, man. That's just praise God. It's good to hear the testimonies. You know, all of us have one. Hallelujah. It's really good. It really is. And I love, you know, you hear it because everybody's come from something, and yet Jesus meets us and he pulls us out, no matter where you're at. So if you're listening tonight, it doesn't make any difference, you know, whether you're a heroin head, whether you're doing whatever you're doing, you know, God's able to deliver you from anything. And SRA's out there, Chosen One's out there. He's able to break programming. He's able to heal you from the inside. He's able to really bring you out. And we're praying for God to do extraordinary miracles for you. We're asking God to come with, I mean, we've seen God do more and more and more and quicker and seeing you guys get healed and delivered. But we're really seeking the Lord that extraordinary ways in which God will just deliver you, heal you, and bring you to the real Jesus of heaven and the one that died for you at that cross. So he is here. He's the Savior. He's there. You call on the name of the Lord Jesus, the Jesus from the Bible. You know, if you have not read, if you're someone, you know, checking this out, listening to it, go to the Gospel of John. Read the first seven chapters. Not only will you see God in human flesh, but why he's come. You'll see his love, his compassion. But you're going to find direct invitations how you can come to him right now and know him. Anybody else here tonight, a word, a scripture, you want to read anything, share anything, do another prayer?
I don't like talking on a microphone, but I'll give it a try. Okay. I just was having a thought, you know, we've been talking about all the people that are listening in, UK, Australia, and places like that. And I know for a fact that people all over the world listen to this broadcast. It's been mentioned before, places like Russia and China. They're all listening in. They're all looking for something. Looking for something. A lot of people are out there looking for something. I see people talking about all the stuff that's going on in the world today, the stuff that's been happening for the last 2 days in France and now in Turkey and stuff that's been happening here with the elections and everything and Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff. And everybody's trying to give their opinions about what's going to solve this, what's going to solve this. And I've heard psychologists saying this and experts saying that. The one thing I haven't heard anybody say is Jesus. Jesus will solve it. He's there. All you got to do is ask. He solved my problems. Lord knows I had a lot of them. I still do. Everybody does. But he solves them. He helps us get through them. And the other thing that dawned on me was we had talked before about this, Russ and I, in church, is the fact that there's no prayer. People aren't taught to pray. 30 seconds of prayer in church. That's it. And the pastor is the only one that does the praying. People don't know how to pray. People don't know they're allowed to pray. They don't know they're allowed to talk to God. It's a very simple thing. It's not hard. It's just talking. It's just like me talking to Russ or me talking to my best friend that I live with or anyone. It's very simple. And you can ask him questions. You can be silent and listen for an answer, and you'd be surprised you actually get one. It's all very simple. It's not hard. But I'd just like to pray right now for all the people that are tuning in tonight to the blog and all the people that are here tonight and all the people that tune in all the time. Just a word of prayer for each and every one. May God bless you. May He bless you abundantly. May your tomorrows all be filled with joy and peace. Because God doesn't want you to live in fear. He doesn't want you to be upset. He wants you to have peace. And I pray the peace of Jesus Christ on each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You all know that great verse in Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, that you might overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So really, being a believer, you're living a supernatural life. Anybody else? Prayers, scriptures, any particular prayers for individuals? Testimonies?
Since you brought up Romans, I have one that God's put on my heart. It's Romans 13:12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And Father, we just come to you in your holy name and pray that those of us who are believers listening to this now and gathered here and listening in the future, that we just understand that we are a royal priesthood, children of light, given the power and authority under you through your salvation, to do the work of the kingdom and to have courage and to have perseverance and to arm ourselves with the whole armor of God and to understand that we have that power to take the light into the darkness and that we don't have to be afraid. And anyone who's listening who may be a SRA survivor or a perpetrator, anyone who is involved in any sinful lifestyle where you feel like you are too wicked and that you've done too many evil things intentionally or accidentally or generationally, or if you've involved your children in things and you feel like you have too much guilt and shame and that you're not deserving of his love, I just want to tell you that his mercy is sufficient. His grace is sufficient, and he can wash you pure, and he can take away all that sin and all that guilt and all that shame and purify you and glorify you in his majesty and give you a new life and a new family and a new purpose. He can do all that in an instant, and he can show you and guide you and bless your children and bless your parents and bless your generations when you turn away from darkness and follow him and put on the whole armor of God and walk in the light. In Jesus' name, we pray this for everyone listening, that they know they're worthy of the kingdom. If they have a shred of hope and they believe, they can call on you and you will deliver them and you will show them and you will send people to help them understand the truth and the power of your might. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff. Good stuff. Just think about it tonight where you are. You have a testimony too. Many of you that are listening and others that are, you know, going to be listening later on, you got a testimony. And what Jesus has done in your life, you're able to proclaim to others. Never be ashamed of that. You know, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. And he said it in the face of Rome, big old, the great, you know, empire of, and God brought Rome down because of its wickedness and evil and so forth. But there's stuff all around us tonight, and we're praying here tonight for a little bit longer, and just, again, thank you. For those that are in the chat room, if you want to put any other prayers up tonight, go ahead and do that. We probably won't stay the entire length that we took for Blog Talk tonight, but this is going to be one of the first, hopefully of many, many more to come, where we're going to just connect as brothers and sisters, as soul winners, as prayer warriors. And we're going to just, you know, there's a lot of teaching, a lot of things going on, but we need to have some action. John Wesley, the great evangelist, the great, great evangelist out of England, many, many souls, many, many lives, many revival aspects. And he knew the power of God well, and he knew prayer well. But it was John Wesley that said, prayer is where the action is. Anybody reading the gospel or the book of Acts, rather, they're going to see that. Prayer is really where, you know, the action is there. Whether you look at Acts 2, 4, 6, 8, and on the rest, all the rest of the way through. Tremendous things happening. See, I trust tonight that as we're praying, you're praying, and we're all doing this, that God's doing what he's doing. Rhoda, if you look in the book of Acts, when Peter showed up, he was brought out of prison. The iron barred gates opened up all by itself, it says. God did that. And he found Rhoda's house, and he knocked on the door, and they're in there praying. The very answer knocked on the door. And when she first opened and saw him, she shut the door. She slammed the door. You know, Peter's at the door. And they could hardly believe it. I mean, what they prayed was answered that very, very, very evening. And it included this incredible supernatural act of God, as does all prayer. So whether you're praying for people that you know lately, as Tom has done, in Alberta, out west, we could talk about, you know, so many cases that we have. Join and pray for Ashtabula and Erie, Pennsylvania. We need massive prayers for up there. Same kind of prayers we're praying concerning Bohemian Grove. Perpetrators be stopped. Victims be delivered, saved, and brought out. And, you know, great exposure to occur. So again, tonight we're glad. We pray for you tonight. We ask the Lord Jesus to stretch out his hands to bring healing to you. And I know again, and I'll watch this tomorrow and the next day, that hundreds, thousands of you will download this from all over, and you'll listen, and I know you'll pray. Some of you may get saved. I want you to write us and let us know. But my prayer tonight is that God will really reach out to you, that the Father will stretch out his hand to heal you in the name of Jesus. There's no greater. Listen, no one loves you like he does. You look at the cross and see your value. There's where God loved you. When Christ became the substitute for you. And he's the one that wants you. Nobody wants you like he does. Nobody desires you like that. You could take a read tonight of John's Gospel chapter 14 when Jesus was saying, you know, he's going to go back. You know, he's going to go prepare a place for us. Then he's going to come again. And I do feel this, and just kind of led this way. I wanted to say this earlier. To any Arab listening tonight, to any Arab that you've grown around all of the darkness and venom and hate and revenge and bloodshed and chaos and all of that stuff, there's a real God, a real Savior that loves you, that wants you to come out of all of that. This God wants to come into your life, literally come into your life, where you can know him and have the peace of God, total forgiveness, new life, and a relationship to where God embraces you and loves you, and you will know him personally. And the gift of eternal life, the gift to know this is for you. So I call on any Arab listening tonight to come to Christ, to drop everything else and come to the living Savior, Jesus. He's alive right now. Come to him. Father, tonight we continue to pray that you will bring destruction to the demonic structures and powers over Bohemian Grove. We pray, God, that you will deal with the perpetrators and either, like Saul of Tarsus, save them, but stop them, God. For all those victims, God, in extraordinary miracles, you will deliver them, heal them. Lord, we know for years and years, there's some that are now 40 and 50 years old, and they've never told. No one's ever come to them. Father, go to them in the name of Jesus. Visit them in the name of Jesus, Lord, and deliver them, God. Father, I know there'll be those who will recon this show. They're just going to listen in to see what we're doing. They're on the other side of the fence. Visit them the way you visited the king of Babylon. That's what I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anybody else tonight? Looking again into the chat room here quickly. Anything else you got? Don't forget to look and know. Very good. Lisa, thank you so much. Glad you're in here tonight. Rhonda's here, Tan. And Shane and Judy. And I'm just trying to look at all some of the names here. We're just glad you're here. And I know some of you want this constantly. And we're going to see what we can do for you in these kind of prayer meetings. And we'll see how that develops. You keep praying for this too tonight. Any final words, any scripture, anything else? Anybody else want? Tonight, continue to pray and pray tomorrow. We're not done with this. And, you know, when we see that owl crack in the middle and come down, when we see the doors, you know, just ripped open in that place there, then we're going to have a great international meeting like this again. And we're going to celebrate what God has done. And we're going to praise him right now for what he's going to be doing. And listen, we do. We come and bring, we ascribe greatness and power and might and mercy and all of that to the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
I just want to mention, as we're getting ready to wrap things up here, it's been about probably over 5 years since we really started to ramp up Project Josiah. And one of the things we would do is we would say, on the 15th day, pray more. And I have no doubt that all of the things that have been coming out, all of the cases that have been getting exposure, have been answers to our prayers. I mean, we've seen tons and tons of stories come out to bring exposure. Now, that's what we've been praying for, is for exposure. Lord, expose this. And we see cases on the news. We could name so many of them, you know, whether it's SRA, whether it's mind control, whether it's all connected to this sort of thing, you know. And I just think of the Hampstead case in England. Praise the Lord for the exposure of this case. And we just pray, we send our prayers over there for these kids to be healed, for this cult to be exposed. And we're standing, in prayer for England, just all around the world. We hear the stories, and of course they've been coming out, all along, but I have seen more and more of these cases be exposed and in the, by the media, since we've ramped up the Project Josiah prayers. It's been over 5 years now, I'm pretty sure. So praise the Lord for that, and I just come in agreement with what Russ is saying. We are going to be back here celebrating the exposure and the answered prayer, and we're going to be waiting for the testimonies. The people say they got set free, the cage doors flew open, and they walked out, and they were healed, and just, whatever the testimony is, we're going to be ready to hear it, and we can't wait, and we praise the Lord now. And I just real quick, I just think of a sermon that David Wilkerson preached. The sermon was called Right Song, Wrong Side. And he was talking about the Israelites when they, the slaves of Pharaoh, when they crossed the Red Sea. That's when they began singing. They should have started singing on the other side, because God was going to set them free. So we're singing and we're praising God now. And we don't see with our own eyes what he's going to do, but we're trusting him to do it. And we know that he hears our prayers, that he intervenes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And again, anybody else tonight? We're going to take a look here quickly before we close out anything tonight in the chat room. By the way, we will be doing some more things there. A big course coming up on evangelism, and we're going to be excited about that coming up too. So you keep all of us here in prayer. And we're gonna go out here in a second. I want to take a look at something here first, though. I think it's this right here. Might be, I'm not sure. Glad you've come with us tonight and joined in concerning just the incredible time. Friends in England, Australia, Canada, we bless you tonight. Praying for God just to bring extraordinary revivals too. Want to thank you. Keep looking at shadowthedarkness.net. We'll tell you in the next one of these international meetings together. Let your friends know about it. You can download this later tonight to have this and send it to others. So we bless you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Land, let oceans be divine.